Have you been watching what Elon Musk and Doge have been doing? Well, it's kind of tough to avoid. It certainly is getting news coverage. And I think we can all agree there's certainly wasteful government spending. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a $36 trillion national debt, would we? More people are showing concern, though, that Musk is going where he doesn't belong and swinging a chainsaw when he does get access to what he's targeting. And at the same time, there are others who are they're good with this. All this because they believe it doesn't or won't hit them or anyone that they care about in any sort of way. Those are the ones who are saying, chop it all down, burn it all up. Is that you? Well, you might want to adjust that attitude. I have to tell you about this. Trump administration announced layoffs across the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, as a cost-cutting measure. So as a result, this impacted. It's called the World Trade Center Health Program. It's a program that approves and covers medical expenses for those suffering from 9/11-related illnesses. 16 probationary staffers at the program, which is administered by the CDC, have been fired. Another 5 full-time staffers, remember that buyout that Trump was offering that the judge said he can go ahead with? Well, they took it. They said, I got my sense of duty, but I really can't deal with this anymore. I'm out of here. World Trade Center Health Program only has 90 employees, so these staffing cuts are going to slow down enrollment, the process for that, getting into the program, medical care approvals for the survivors who are suffering from 9/11 diseases. And these staffing cuts come on top of additional CDC cuts to research grants, which will prevent the FDNY from providing members with treatment coverage for any new 9/11-related health conditions and other research cuts that are going to negatively impact life-saving research on September 11 conditions and treatments. This is the second time, by the way, the World Trade Center Health Program has been targeted under the Trump administration back in December. Before even he was back in office, he strong-armed Congress to defeat a bill that would have fully funded the program through 2040. A little background, the World Trade Center Health Program, it was created back in 2011 as part of the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act. It initially was supposed to run for 5 years, was extended now until the overall program until 2090. The program serves 140,000 survivors so far. There were always new enrollees, more than 12,000 enrolled in the program last year alone. You might have heard, too, that these staffing cuts happen so fast and the process is expedited that when they realize, for example, with the CDC, the FAA, that branch of the CDC, another branch that oversees the progression of outbreaks of illnesses, epidemics, and they realize, we probably shouldn't have fired them. Let's get them back. They can't find these people because they deleted all the contact information in the government files. Imagine that 140,000 people currently are enrolled in the World Trade Center Health Program. Medical experts are estimating that at least another 400,000 people, including many residents and workers in Lower Manhattan, were exposed to bad air and need to be monitored. And those are people who could also, in the days and months and years ahead, enroll in the World Trade Center Health Program, assuming that there's a staff still there. I know what you might be saying, that, well, Donald Trump's a New Yorker, right? Self-professed king of New York just a few days ago, remember that? He won't let that happen. He didn't prevent this, did he?